Paper 108, Section 5. The Adjuster's Mission. The Adjusters accept a difficult assignment when they volunteer to indwell such composite beings as live on your rancha. But they have assumed the task of existing in your minds, there to receive the admonitions of the spiritual intelligences of the realms, and then to undertake to redictate or translate these spiritual messages to the material mind. They are indispensable to the paradise ascension. What the thought adjuster cannot utilize in your present life, those truths which he cannot successfully transmit to the man of his betrothal, he will faithfully preserve for use in the next stage of existence, just as he now carries over from circle to circle those items which he fails to register in the experience of the human subject owing to the creature's inability, or failure, to give a sufficient degree of cooperation. One thing you can depend upon. The adjusters will never lose anything committed to their care. Never have we known these spirit helpers to default. Angels and other high types of spirit beings, not excepting the local universe type of sons, may occasionally embrace evil, may sometimes depart from the divine way, but adjusters never falter. They are absolutely dependable, and this is equally true of all seven groups. Your adjuster is the potential of your new and next order of existence, the advance bestowal of your eternal sonship with God. By and with the consent of your will, the adjuster has the power to subject the creature trends of the material mind to the transforming actions of the motivations and purposes of the emerging morontial soul. The mystery monitors are not thought helpers. They are thought adjusters. They labor with the material mind for the purpose of constructing, by adjustment and spiritualization, a new mind for the new worlds, and the new name of your future career. Their mission chiefly concerns the future life, not this life. They are called heavenly helpers, not earthly helpers. They are not interested in making the mortal career easy. Rather are they concerned in making your life reasonably difficult and rugged, so that decisions will be stimulated and multiplied. The presence of a great thought adjuster does not bestow ease of living and freedom from strenuous thinking, but such a divine gift should confer a sublime peace of mind and a superb tranquility of spirit. Your transient and ever-changing emotions of joy and sorrow are in the main purely human and material reactions to your internal psychic climate and to your external material environment. Do not, therefore, look to the adjuster for selfish consolation and mortal comfort. It is the business of the adjuster to prepare you for the eternal adventure, to assure your survival. It is not the mission of the mystery monitor to smooth your ruffled feelings or to minister to your injured pride. It is the preparation of your soul for the long ascending career that engages the attention and occupies the time of the adjuster. I doubt that I am able to explain to you just what the adjusters do in your minds and for your souls. I do not know that I am fully cognizant of what is really going on in the cosmic association of a divine monitor and a human mind. It is all somewhat of a mystery to us, not as to the plan and purpose, but as to the actual mode of accomplishment. And this is just why we are confronted with such difficulty in finding an appropriate name for these supernal gifts to mortal men. The thought adjusters would like to change your feelings of fear to convictions of love and confidence. But they cannot mechanically and arbitrarily do such things. That is your task. In executing those decisions which deliver you from the fetters of fear, you literally supply the psychic fulcrum on which the adjuster may subsequently apply a spiritual lever of uplifting and advancing illumination. When it comes to the sharp and well-defined conflicts between the higher and lower tendencies of the races, between what really is right or wrong, not merely what you may call right and wrong, you can depend upon it that the adjuster will always participate in some definite and active manner in such experiences. The fact that such adjuster activity may be unconscious to the human partner does not in the least detract from its value and reality. If you have a personal guardian of destiny and should fail of survival, that guardian angel must be adjudicated in order to receive vindication as to the faithful execution of her trust. But thought adjusters are not thus subjected to examination when their subjects fail to survive. We all know that, while an angel might possibly fall short of the perfection of ministry, thought adjusters work in the manner of paradise perfection. Their ministry is characterized by a flawless technique which is beyond the possibility of criticism by any being outside of Divinington. You have perfect guides. Therefore is the goal of perfection certainly attainable.